So we are here to hold public hearings with respect to the proposed regulations 958 CMR 9.00 with respect to the Health Policy Commission's annual assessment of various entities within the Commonwealth with respect to those funds that ultimately are used with respect to the operations of the commission. I'm going to turn it over to our general counsel, Lois Johnson, to sort of read the specifics.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The chairman said, this hearing is being held today pursuant to General Laws Chapter 30A, Section 2. We're going to receive testimony from those who wish to testify live today. We're also accepting written comments by 5 p.m. on our proposed regulation regarding our annual assessment. Any person wishing to record the hearing today should see Kelly Mercer or Colleen Elstermeyer prior to doing so. We have a sign-up sheet at the front door for persons wishing to testify. If you haven't done so already, please see one of the staff. And we will take testimony in the order in which folks have signed up. Please keep your remarks to the proposed regulation and limit your remarks to 3 minutes. Persons who are providing oral testimony today are encouraged to also submit written testimony that will help us in the processing of these comments. And as I mentioned, all written comments should be received by 5 p.m. today. All testimony, whether given live here this morning or in writing, will be given equal weight. And we will post those comments on our website, and they will be public record. When you come to the table to testify, please state your name, identify the organization that you're representing. We can proceed. And I think, David, you had some background slides.
Great. Thank you, and good morning, commissioners. So today we're here for a public hearing on the new regulation that will govern our annual assessment. Want to give just a brief background on this regulation and the HPC's funding and operations to date. From our inception to today, the operations of the Health Policy Commission have been funded by a portion of a one-time assessment that was included in Chapter 224, as well as a portion of certain gaming licenses that were issued by the Commonwealth. These were one-time revenues that were deposited in a trust fund, the Payment Reform Trust Fund, which has supported our operations to date. This, as I said, was a one-time assessment, although on certain health plans and hospitals, although they were given the opportunity to pay over 4 years. Many hospitals and health plans did elect to pay their assessment over a period of 4 years. And the last payment under that assessment collection, which the HPC did collect, was collected in the last fiscal year 16. So we have finally completed the collection of that assessment. That assessment is no longer effective, and we had issued a previous regulation that governed how that assessment would be calculated on certain health plans and hospitals that is different than the assessment that we have today. As I mentioned, FY16 was the last year of receipt underneath the one-time assessment. In addition, we do know that the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has declined at this time to issue any further licenses. So we are not anticipating to receive further deposits into the Payment Reform Trust Fund. Chapter 224 recognized that this was a one-time deposit, really to help build the operations of the Health Policy Commission, but that over time it would need resources to continue its work. So Chapter 224 directs the Health Policy Commission that beginning in fiscal year 2017, which we just began, that we should collect an annual assessment from acute hospitals, ambulatory surgical centers, and surcharge payers, health plans, to fund the HPC's operations and programs. The statute provides that the assessed amount for hospitals and ambulatory surgery centers be at least a third of the amount appropriated by the general court in the state budget, and the assessed amount on health plans be at least one third of the appropriated amount. I would note for the commissioners and for the audience, the state budget, which was signed by the governor just last week, did include an appropriated amount for the Health Policy Commission of an amount of $8,479,000. And that was the same amount that was included in the governor's original proposal, included in the House budget, and included in the Senate budget. It represents essentially level funding from what was approved by this board at the beginning of fiscal 16, and is what we had requested through the process. So the statutory language that we have in the law that authorizes this assessment is borrowed very heavily, and in some cases a word-for-word copy of an assessment that is already collected that funds the operations of the Center for Health Information and Analysis. This is a long-standing assessment that has help fund the operations of that particular organization. And the legislature, in setting up this process, envisioned a very similar type of process here at the Health Policy Commission to fund our operations. In preparation for the development of this annual assessment, we have strived to really be transparent about this process. I would note that, as you know, the HPC has an advisory council, which includes over 30 different organizations in the Commonwealth. I, as the executive director, set up a subcommittee of that advisory council that was specifically focused on administration and finance matters. That particular committee met twice. The members of this committee heavily represent the members who will be subject to this assessment to talk about this upcoming assessment and what that will mean for them. We also consulted with CHIA on their process for how to operationalize this and their regulation. Again, our statute is a mere copy of the CHIA's law. And we discussed this at our last two ANF committee meetings and had brought the proposed regulation to the committee at the last committee meeting, where it was endorsed and brought to the full board and endorsed for public comment. And so that's where we are today, is that public comment period process. Pending any changes that we may make to the regulation, we plan to present this regulation again to this committee on July 27th with final edits, and hopefully bring it before the board at the July 27th board meeting for final consideration. This will allow us to meet the timelines that are included in the law and in the regulation. So just to give the commissioners and the audience just a quick sense of what is included in this proposed regulation, I'll turn it back over to our general counsel.
Sure, thanks, David. And very, very briefly, you'll see the index of the regulation on the slide. The regulation covers the methodology for calculating the assessment amounts for hospitals, ambulatory surgery centers, and surcharge payers. And the methodology, very much in line with our approach, is identical to that used by CHIA for its annual assessment. That is, the amounts paid by hospitals and ASCs are proportionate based on gross patient service revenue, which is a number reported annually to CHIA, so we will use that number. And total payments made to hospitals and ASCs by surcharge payers, and again, that's reported to the health safety net. So following CHIA's approach, the proposed regulation provides for a 50-50 split between the providers, that is the hospitals and ASCs, and payers, so obviating the need for any general fund contribution towards our operations.
That.
Okay, very good. So, did you get a list here? Oh, our good friend actually have a tie on, Eric. This must be money.
Thank you for noticing, Mr. Chairman.
I'm not wearing a tie, but you can wear one.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Eric Linzer. I'm the Senior Vice President for the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, where it represents 17 health plans in the Commonwealth that provide coverage to 2.6 million Massachusetts residents. Here today to testify in regard to proposed regulation 958 CMR 9900, the assessment on certain health plan providers and surcharge payers. Let me start by saying that the work of the Health Policy Commission since its inception has been invaluable in shedding light on the factors driving healthcare costs and particularly in making the healthcare system more transparent, accountable, and affordable over the last 4 years. As the Commission's work in developing policy to reduce healthcare cost growth and improve the quality of care benefits the entire Commonwealth, we think that funding for the Commission really should be a shared responsibility reflecting this premise. To that end, we do have concerns with the approach that the assessment takes in splitting the assessment 50-50 between payers and providers. As was noted previously, Chapter 224 did discuss the potential for entities, including the Commonwealth, payers, and providers, contributing a third to fund the Commission's work. And we do recognize that this is an approach similar to what the Center for Health Information and Analysis has taken in splitting the contribution to fund its operations between health plans or payers and providers. And at that time and throughout its process, we have raised comments and concerns with GEA with such an approach, that there should be similar contributions from the Commonwealth given what's in the statute. That said, we do recognize the fiscal challenges that the Commonwealth is facing, but we remain concerned about the approach that's being taken. We'd ask the Commission to consider the possibility of reconsidering the approach it's taken so that it reflects more closely with Chapter 224. I think our concern comes down to, as we've seen over the last several years, more and more costs of state programs have been shifted from the Commonwealth onto employers and health plans, which essentially adds to the overall cost of premiums for these individuals, particularly consumers and employers. And at a time when health plans are trying to meet the cost benchmark and contain costs, we do have concerns about, you know, the ongoing shift of state funding onto funding state resources onto payers. So with that, we appreciate the opportunity to offer comments. We will be submitting more detailed written comments, and we'll be happy to take any questions.
So, Eric, first let me thank you and your organization for the assistance you've provided us over the years. And I personally very much appreciate your comments. As you pointed out, the Commonwealth itself has fiscal problems, and it was their decision on how this ultimately should be broken out, as our executive director pointed out. The only thing I can say to you, we promise we will use these funds, is we've tried to maintain a very tight budget, and as you pointed out, to be consistent in terms of providing high quality care. So again, I appreciate what you're saying. If things were different, you know, it's possible for a different allocation, but I hope we have the opportunity in the future to continue to work as productively as we have with your organization and with others.
We appreciate the sentiment, and again, like I said, recognize the challenges that the Commonwealth is facing, but I think in future years, it might be something that we would hope the Commission would reconsider.
Other comments? Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Stuart and Eric. I want to thank you for your comments as well and for the work of Matt, and especially for your expression of concern about the costs that get passed on to the health plans that then get built into the premiums that employers pay. And you know, we're obviously very sensitive to that too. But of course, that being said, I don't think we had much choice in how this ended up being funded in the budget without any contribution from the Commonwealth. But anyway, I appreciate this. Which said your concern about that. I would point out, though, I believe the assessment is significantly less than the original assessment that was in Chapter 224, which funded a whole lot of other things in addition to the operating costs of the HPC. So in one way, we're better off than I guess we were, I think. And David, maybe you could comment on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, the assessment, the one-time assessment has sunset. And so in the case of the health plan's contribution, that represents basically an 88% decrease year over year in the amount that they will be contributing under this assessment. So yes, there is year over year a big decline. However, it should be noted that the health plans had planned for and understood that that would be a four-year amount of assessment, and so recognized that they had planned accordingly.
Yeah, Rick, we do recognize this is less than what the original assessment was back in 2012, and appreciate that David and the staff have been inclusive as part of the working group committee over the course of the last several months. I think it's important for us to continue to remain on the record, considering that we've raised similar concerns and thoughts with GEO on its regulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else want to? Well, again, thank you very much. And again, we look forward to continuing to work with you. Are there others that would like to make some comments? We all set then?
Yes.
Well, again, as our general counsel indicated, if any individual or organizations wants to make written comments, we need to have them by the close of business today. And we look forward to working with all of you and see you at a future meeting. So with that, I think we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you.